Morning. Good morning, King's Church.
Good morning, King's Church.
Good morning, Mrs. Stocks.
It's so great to be speaking to everyone who is listening to this morning. Day two of our week of prayer and fasting. It's such a privilege to be leading this week, and we're really excited about God stirring us, stirring King's Church, hearing from him afresh for the plans he has for us at King's.
Prayer is a place where we get to know Jesus intimately. It's a place where you do business with God. It's this one-on-one time with Jesus that excites us. We see Jesus doing this all the time, spending quality time with his Father. I love it in Mark 1 verse 35. It says, "Rising up early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to a desolate place, and there he prayed." Jesus, Son of God, prioritising time with his Father.
He also tells us, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Jesus is interested in our secret place of prayer. It's this place where we get to connect with God and ask our Father in heaven for help. It's the place we get to know him. Just like any relationship, the more we hang out, the more we get to know someone. That is a great encouragement to pray. We get to know more about what God is like and become more like him.
We see right throughout scripture, fasting happening, both in the Old Testament and the New. It seems to be part of the Christian life. I've always been struck during times of great battle, God's people fasted. Esther, Nehemiah, great examples. And again in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about fasting after praying and giving. It just seems to be part of the Christian life.
Jesus is interested in our heart attitude when we're fasting. It's a fresh way to encounter him. We sharpen our need of him and our desire to be with God. We gain no approval from God or others when we fast. It's so important to be clear on that. It's between you and God.
So we just want to encourage you today for this week, really, to spend time with your Father, just you and him. Listen to what he says, maybe write down what he's saying to you. But also, if you're fasting, keep asking God for strength. As we trust him for our daily needs, literally, he's going to sharpen our need for him. And if you've never fasted before and you're listening to this, we really want to encourage you to maybe fast a meal or a period of time. Use the time preparing, eating food to literally feast on the word of God.
Our scripture for today comes from 1 Corinthians. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body.
We are so blessed at King's to have so many different people serving in so many areas with so many different gifts. We all play a part. We are all part of the body.
Take a moment to reflect on this, to give thanks for people that serve in King's, but also pray that God would continue to stir hearts. Think of specific people that we know, that we see serving. Ask God to envision them, to stir their hearts more and more for King's.
Some final things to pray into today. What is God calling you to at King's Church? What is your role? How can you play a further part at King's Church? We look forward to seeing everyone this evening at the prayer meeting. It's going to be a fantastic night. Have a great day. God bless.
Bye. Bye.